Lord's Prayer, then the Pledge of Allegiance. Our Father,
Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Could you please stand just for 1 second? I know most people know that, unfortunately, today the Sussex County lost a paramedic this morning. If we'll just stand for a moment of silence, and then I'll say amen. Amen. Thank you very much.
Everybody turn their cell phones off, please.
I left mine in my car. Can I run out and do it?
Your excuse.
That's close enough for you, George. Okay, that's good. Yours is a
mistake.
Yours or Jim's usually
in. All right, great. You're in.
Tell me how a copy of the agenda. The only thing I know right off the top is the minutes will be, there's no minutes for approval. Anything else, Dave? That would be the only thing I see that would be the amended agenda. Motion, please.
Mr. President, I make a motion we approve the agenda for Sussex County Council. What's the date today? The 17th of June, 2008, as in printed form. Second.
We move to second that we approve the agenda as amended. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes? Excuse me. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Correspondence? Jim, anything?
We have one item. It's a letter from Fuller Hall and Associates, Salisbury, Maryland, to the County Mapping and Addressing Department, commending Lindsay Stubbs, who is a county employee, for excellent service, and saying she's a truly dependable, cooperative, and dedicated staff member. She assisted them in obtaining addresses for their project. Unless someone has another piece of correspondence, that's all I was given.
Any other correspondence, gentlemen?
Yeah, yes, sir. I've got something here. We donate to the Uplink with the Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW, and Mr. George Ritchie here, a past commander of the post in Ocean View, gave this to us today. He's not on the agenda, but he'd like to present this to us, and more than glad to help. It's a very good program. Wave your hand, George.
There it is.
And hey, now you can go home. Wanted to get it done early.
That's right.
But anyway, thank you very much, and we'll participate in this every opportunity we get.
Thank you. Dave?
Hey, the first item of business is a pleasurable item. We have a proclamation congratulating the Sussex Central High School State Softball Championship team, and with us is Coach Wells and Coach Lacates and Coach Cordry. And they'd all like to come up, and while they're coming up, I'll read the proclamation. I don't know if the girls would like to come up. And
bring them on.
Yeah. Yeah. And the proclamation reads, congratulating the Sussex Central Lady Knights on winning the 2008 State Softball Championship. Whereas on Monday, June 2nd, 2008, the Sussex Central Lady Knights defeated top-seeded Caravelle Academy by a score of 4-0 to win the 2008 State Softball Championship. And whereas the State Softball Championship was the third for the Sussex Central program and Coach John Wells. And whereas the Lady Knights scored 4 runs in the bottom of the 5th inning to avenge the only regular season loss to Caravelle Academy and thus win the state championship finals. And now therefore be it resolved that the Sussex County Council recognize the Lady Knights team members, Erica Brittingham, Kristen Headley, Amanda Holston, Kinsley Parker, Brittany Strack, Amy Weaver, Amber Zidrich, Chelsea Johnson, Megan Lathbury, Kayla Mayer, Asia Brittingham, Shauna Strong, Alexa Houston, Whitney Brittingham, Kristen Cooper, Stacy Wright, Nicole Reynolds, and manager Tajah Cannon. Be it further resolved that the Sussex County Council congratulates the Sussex Central Lady Knights and the students and fans of Sussex Central High School on their outstanding sportsmanship and winning the 2008 State Softball Championship.
You want to say anything or not? No pressure?
Each one has to give a speech.
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Girls, you have to give Kevin a speech.
You first.
No.
You guys just slide over this. Yeah, you can just talk. Yeah, spin it.
It's amazing how shy they are now, but you put them in softball uniforms and in front of 500 or 600 people in a state championship, and they'll let it all hang out and go crazy. But they are a little shy of the microphone and speaking in front of people. I have to admit, I am too, a little bit. But I can say it's an honor to have coached these young ladies. I've been very blessed to softball. I've been to 6 state championships. We've won 3. Mr. Bill, myself, Mr. Brian, and Miss Jessica Hudson, our coaches, thought this team would be a second-half team, a lot of new faces, and that we could probably contend second half of the year, maybe in the playoffs, to a state title. But these ladies didn't want to hear that. They came right out of preseason and jumped on it and ran all the way to the state championship. But they were a pleasure all the way through. I call them this season a dream season, because anytime you coach, it's about 3 months at the high school level, any sport. And you always have a little fire or two to put out. Kids sometimes, you know, 3 months together, you know, all the time on bus rides and practice, it's not always perfect. And you have little fires or what I call some dramas. This team didn't have any. I told my wife it was almost too easy this year. These ladies got along. They had great internal leadership. And I'm very proud of them. Thanks for having us today. It's an honor to be here in front of you guys. And they were an honor to coach. Thank you.
As I told you girls out in the lobby, go to start. I'm a firm believer in girls softball.
Bring your keyboard up.
And
you got type in up in www.melton85.com.
It's really a great honor for me to be give you this proclamation.
And then all you got to do is go to the links each time.
Once in a lifetime that you did what you did. And try very hard, because I guess what? You get scholarships every day. Just remember that, okay? On behalf of the council, congratulations. And I hope you win many more.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just make note that, of course, Bill LaCates is a county employee, and Brian Cordry is Denny Cordry's son.
Right. Oh, I didn't know that. Dave?
Yes. the next item is the administrator's report, and the first item on the report is not in written form, because we are very sad to announce the death of a county paramedic. And I think Mr. Glenn Lucky is here. And if Glenn could come up, we got calls this morning about 3 o'clock, and it was very sad news. About an accident that happened on Route 24 this morning, and ended up with a very sad news that we lost one of our prize paramedics.
Yeah, as most of you know, we're having our worst day.
Absolutely.
If
I can do this, Dave.
Okay. There was an accident involving a Mid-Sussex Rescue ambulance. It was on its way to BB Hospital from a call, and paramedic Stephanie Calloway was in the back of the ambulance, and she was she died very shortly after the accident occurred. Also, the patient also passed away, and I believe the patient was ejected from the ambulance. Stephanie was a paramedic too. She was a field training officer, a public information officer. She was president of the County Paramedic Association. And she has worked for the county since July 14, 2003. We will be holding a press conference at 1 o'clock at the EOC. And we have arranged to have, we have a counselor available at 1 o'clock today, or this afternoon, in the paramedic office in Georgetown, and we certainly wish to express our condolences to the family. Stephanie has two children, young children.
Thank you, Dave. I apologize. Excuse me. As I said, this is our worst day. Folks don't realize what a dangerous job this is. And we showed that, we proved that today. We've had offers of help from everywhere, from the other counties, from my counterpart in Newcastle and my counterpart in Kent County, as well as Ocean City and Caroline County and Worcester County. And the offers of help have come pouring in. State police could not have been more helpful to us in getting the family, helping get the Stephanie's family together. And as I say, it's a bad day. The support that we've had from Mr. Baker, we were all awakened this morning. The accident occurred about 2:39 this morning, and we were all awakened. I was in Philadelphia, and my staff. I am so proud of my staff for the job that they did of getting everything together and you know, pulling together. We are a family, and that's how we'll get through this. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn. Thanks, I appreciate it.
Okay, the next item is land use plan update. An amended copy of the land use plan update has been submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission as per their request. At their June 18th meeting next week, the Commission will be discussing the proposed update. The Commission will be making a recommendation to the County Council. Copies of the update will be available today on the County's website. DLDOT public workshop statewide transportation plan update. As per the attached, DLDOT will be holding a workshop on July 15th from 4 to 7 p.m. at their administration building, 800 Bay Road, Dover, Delaware. This will be an open workshop to receive comments and questions regarding the statewide transportation plan. Beneficial acceptance. The engineering department has granted beneficial acceptance to the following projects: Bay Forest Club, Agreement 478-2 on July 11th, Developers Bay Forest, LLC. It's located on the east side of White's Neck Road in the Millville Sewer District. The landings at Pepper Creek, Phase 1A was granted beneficial acceptance July 12th. And the project is located on the south side of Road 336 in Dagsboro-Frankfort Sewer District. Also, the Hopkins Petty John Subdivision which granted beneficial acceptance July 12th, and that is at the intersection of Route 9 and Route 261 in the West Rehoboth Sewer District. Inland Bays Pollution Control Strategy Public Hearing. DENREC will hold a public hearing on June 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Georgetown Cheer Center regarding the proposed Inland Bays Pollution Control Strategy. And then finally, legislative update, House Bill 453. Attached is a copy of House Bill number 453 regarding agro-tourism activities. On farms with 10 acres or more, certain uses that now, some of which require public hearings by County Council and or the Public Planning and Zoning Commission, would be allowed by the state of Delaware. These allowed activities would include wineries, historical activities, cultural activities, harvest your own, outdoor recreation activities, rodeo, livestock activities, fishing, swimming, boating, camping, shooting, water skiing, tubing, paintball, freestyle or mountain and off-road bicycling, and riding or operating motorized recreational vehicles. Some of these activities currently require approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission and or the County Council after public input is received. We have had, staff has had some discussion about this, and we have, yeah, Lawrence is here, and we have some concerns and regarding some of these, and taking basically the public input aspect out of this. And so we thought we'd make note of this bill that just was made, we were made aware of recently. So I didn't, are there any comments or anything on?
Have we taken a stand? Have we taken an official position?
No. We did not take an official position. We were, it is a new bill that we weren't aware of till recently.
Are you talking, so, I'm sorry, we were talking about transportation. Are you talking, you're talking about the what? The
House Bill 453.
The tourism, yeah, 453. There is a copy attached, and there is, in talking with Mr. Ed Justice, the president of the Delaware Farm Bureau, there is an amendment proposed by DelDOT so that DelDOT would continue to regulate vehicle ingress, egress, and signage for the ag use of farm markets and roadside stands like they currently do. The Department of Agriculture, as I understand, is not, they do not want to get in that business, and they're not particularly, they don't particularly want to get into working on setback requirements, off-street parking, and, you know, things that the counties typically do. There are a number of options. We could take a position to oppose it. We could take a position to exempt the county. We could take a position to exempt certain uses out of the bill that are included. And we made,
well, David, let me, yes. Instead of getting too involved in it, it's, we have so much farmland in this county compared to Newcastle County, where the bill seems to be generated out of Newcastle County, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's a concern in Newcastle.
Right. Well, it would have such an impact on us, and so many people, you know, could be affected negatively and positively, I guess. But I think the system we've had here has worked where, you know, we've got a land use plan, and we're dealing with it. We make the state come in for zoning. I don't know why we would exempt, you know, any group that has such a, would have such an impact on this county. So I think the consensus should be that we oppose the bill. And
I do have some concerns, and I talked to Dave as late as yesterday about it. And you know, we're in the land use business; that's our job.
Yeah, not, yeah.
And you know, I certainly think, because I can see some of the issues that are on there that have been issues with us through the years, probably everybody on this end. You know,
I think the main concern we have is that it takes the public process out of a lot,
absolutely,
of issues that affect us, and they're very sensitive when the public comes before us, and that's have a detrimental effect on,
well,
that process.
Lynn, our agricultural district is slash residential also, so there, this is a situation where you could have a real negative impact on the residential component, and people would be left out, like you just said, of the process. So I think the consensus ought to be we don't like the bill, and we ought to just things seem to be working.
Let's go down the line so we don't.
All right. I would say oppose the bill, as opposed to saying trying to exempt Sussex County.
Or I guess either one. If we take
both
Sussex
mean,
County,
both would do the same for me. Yes.
Yeah.
And I can't believe Kent County would support it either. But
Mr. Phillips, have you got this?
Well, it's my understanding that the Delaware Farm Bureau and the Sussex County Farm Bureau, two primary organizations representing the farm community, support this bill. And since, as you say, most of the land in this county is owned and operated and maintained by the farm community, I think we should give great deference to their opinion on this issue. I think that we need to do everything we can to support agriculture, and because of the nature of agriculture and the cyclical risk that are involved, offering them this type of a tourism component by right, I believe, will create a greater stability in the ag economy that in the end will preserve farmland and keep our rural landscape the way it is. So I support it.
Okay. Mr. Dukes?
I've always supported the Farm Bureau and all that. However, on this issue, I look at each issue individually. And as Mr. Jones says, we're in the land use business. That's what our job is. And I think that even though they might come in and ask for a conditional use or permission to do these, and they might be granted that, this takes away the public process and the neighbors asking questions. They have an opportunity if we have a hold of public hearing. It does give me a lot of heartburn, some of the things that these things would be exempt. They could just go ahead and do it without asking the council or asking the county for approval. The way it's written at this point, I don't think that, I know I wouldn't support it as a councilman, so my vote would be oppose it.
Mr. Rogers?
I've never not supported agriculture. I'm a big proponent of it and a property rights advocate, too, and I've not had a chance to talk to the Farm Bureau one-on-one to see what their concerns are and why they want the bill. But as its present form, as it's written, and I'm sure there's compromise, but taking the public process out of it and us being an open-door policy here and having the public voice their concerns, I've never seen anything come before this body involving agriculture that didn't eventually pass in some form. And one thing we do with the State Farm Bureau and the Sussex County Farm Bureau is talk a lot. But as it's written in its present form, I can't support it the way it is, taking the public process out of it.
I'm going to ask Mr. Dave or Jim. I know Mr. Jesters is here today. Would it be out of line for him to come up? And,
I think at this point, it's not on the agenda. We're just getting a consensus. Otherwise, it'll.
I think he also understands that we do support the Farm Bureau 100%. I mean, but. A couple of things have come up that we got issues with, and we've tried to express it, and we try to, you know, certainly let you know ahead of time. And I guess, as the most of the council said, most of the problems are coming from somewhere else. I understand you got a job to do. We got a job to do, everybody. You know, unfortunately, we're both in the bad position, but. So in my opinion, and you know it, that if it's in another county, tell them to take care of their own issues, leave us out of the deal, okay? I guess it would be that the consensus is to oppose it at this time, unless you can get us pulled out, okay? Thank you. Any other questions?
I got a question.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you got something else on it, Mr. Griffin?
No.
Well, it appears that what you're doing is giving a consensus of your positions, but not adopting a resolution
correct.
To oppose or support. Is that correct?
Well, it's giving Mr. Godwin the ability to go up in conversation or whoever he talks to.
So what you'd like to do is open a dialogue with Farm Bureau.
Absolutely.
If they'd like to for the future. I mean, we're not closing anything off, but Hal can now go to Dover and say the consensus of Sussex County Council is we oppose this bill.
As it's written.
Would it be helpful to have Mr. Justice address the issue as to why they, at least the Sussex chapter, believes?
I have no problem at all. I'm pretty full of
problem. Let me ask you this, Mr. President. Am I going to have the ability to?
You'll be able to
Ask him some questions?
Sure.
All right.
Certainly. He's not been too close-lipped.
We've never been able to stop you from talking.
But there are other gentlemen, and you understand that there is more to agriculture than just the Farm Bureau and some of the, how many organizations are there representing farm?
The Delaware State
some?
Grange, yeah.
Eddie,
would
you start by just giving your name and who you represent?
Sure. My name is Ed Justice. I'm president of the Delaware Farm Bureau. I'm also appointed by the governor as chairman of the Delaware Agritourism Group through the Ag Department. So I have a lot of experience on these activities. And the only thing I'm going to do is go through a short list and possibly educate everyone about the agriculture activities that we're already allowed to do. The bill that was passed in 2004 allows us to do it. It was updated in 2006. The activities that we're already allowed to include on our farm is abilities to use our land, our buildings, our greenhouses, the greenhouse and the structure itself. We're allowed to use our forages, our sod crops, grain crops, field crops, dairy animals. I have a little story on the dairy animals. Unfortunately, we had an incident yesterday afternoon in Newcastle County. The Emerson family, which is on the board of directors for Delaware Farm Bureau, lost their main dairy barn yesterday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And the amazing part about this story, they were putting up straw, caught the barn on fire, the barn burnt completely down. They had an afternoon milking that was due on cows, and you don't tell mom cow that you're not going to milk her.
Sorry about your luck.
Huh? All the farmers in the area came together with their livestock trailers and moved 150 dairy cows to other dairies here in the state of Delaware and had them ready to milk by 6 o'clock last night. So that shows how the agriculture community will come together here in Delaware. The other activities we're allowed to do through the Constitution are poultry products, and all types of livestock. We're allowed to have bees, fish, aquaculture, fur animals, trees, forest products. Other activities we're already currently allowed to do through the agritourism law, and this is in Title IX. I mean, we can look it up in the code books. They include on-farm activities for on-site hospitality services. We're already allowed to have guided tours and self-guided tours. Mm-hmm. We're allowed to have bed and breakfast accommodations. We're already currently in the law allowed to have petting zoos, on-farm farm festivals, hay rides are included, barn parties, and horseback riding, fee fishing, and camping. And I know camping came up as an issue when we talked about the new bill. It's already in the law, so
camping,
we don't
for
have
how
to
long?
Address that. There's a farm in Kent County that offers a Boy Scout camp on the farm, just overnight type
right,
situation. Okay. Not a full-fledged
right,
campground.
Not a campground.
Right, okay, right.
Right,
right, okay.
And all these activities are currently allowed by law. The new law, House Bill 453, would only broaden a few of these aspects. So I respect the county and their position, and I'll take that to Dover. In fact, I'm going to leave here now and drive to Dover and work with DLDOT and work with the Ag Department to address those issues. And I do
they
think
can't
you'll
keep
see
it. They can't keep yourself straight. Don't feel
yeah.
like
this.
But I appreciate, you know.
But tell
I'll
us some of the new activities. That's the con- that's
what,
the,
what's
that's
the reason this bill evolved now?
That's the tricky part.
Right. On the bill, some of the new activities that we met about and had concerns, and that's what I'm taking to Dover now, is on-farm rodeo. And I feel like that should be addressed by the county. The other is the motorized vehicles, and we all know about issues with those. This text was actually taken from the state of Colorado. And Valerie Longhurst is a fairly new representative, and she put the entire text in from the state of Colorado. Well, we're the state of Delaware, so some adjustments do need to
be
made.
I don't think there'll be too many diving people that.
Not in Delaware, no.
So, it would be good to do.
Right. So those are going to be amended. I did have a good meeting with the secretary of DLDOT, and she's going to address the signage and also the ingress and egress that is currently allowed by law for agriculture activities. So I will take your message to Dover, and I appreciate it. And there will be a bill coming forth. In fact, it's on the ready list. So it will be amended, and it will reflect the issues that you have here in Sussex County.
One other thing we talked about, Ed, at our meeting was the rules governing building height and setback requirements and whatnot, and off-street parking.
Right, those two issues are going to be addressed. The Ag Department really doesn't want to get into those, and they're already in Title IX as law now, so they would have to be readdressed.
Okay.
One thing, a lot of the activities you brought up, if they're temporary, like for a weekend, and I know Lawrence, for instance, is able to over-the-counter grant permits for tents and different things, you know, we permit that already for a 3-day event.
Right.
You're talking about, with this bill, permitting commercial activities under the guise of tourism as a full-time, as a business component. That, I think, is the tricky part. I don't think there's anybody here concerned about a 3-day rodeo,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right,
on somebody's
right,
farm,
get that.
Or all these other activities you talked about. We accept all that.
Right.
It's somebody, I've heard the word paintball thrown around. And when you said motorized vehicles in Colorado, well, you know, Colorado and Delaware, oh my God, it's like night and day.
Yeah, I agree.
And we get so many complaints where somebody's got these motorized vehicles zipping around on a you know, unused land next to them or something. So right. There's a lot of problems, and again, especially when so many farmers have sold their land to development.
Right.
We've got to be very concerned about that residential component and the impacts of some of these activities right. under the guise of tourism. And I question that. But three-day permits and stuff like that, I think there's nobody, as long as they're ag-related,
right.
would have problems with it. So that's where I think this bill's got to be fine-tuned, at least in my mind. And,
sure. Sure, and you've hit the nail on the head is these activities are to keep the farm a farm and keep it functioning.
Wait a minute.
And
you use that all the time as an excuse to get more to keep farming action. Right now, farming is seems to be very lucrative.
And
I've talked to some farmers, they've had some of the best years they've had. So
the agritourism has about 15 farms in Delaware that use these activities. I can't name one that's abusing these activities. I mean, they do it well. They're guided by the Ag Department. And I just read out a state law. So if you want to change state law, you'll have to write.
I don't. I don't think anybody has any complaint right. with current activities.
Right.
No, like petting zoos. No,
right.
But
right.
It's just there's a fine line in here, and that's where I think the concern is. And like Dale and Rustin have said, we're in the land use, like Finley said, we're in the land use business.
And Hal Godwin will be working together, and we'll address the issues, and I'll be glad to take that to.
You know, we got an open door. You know
yes.
that.
Right. And again, we in Farm Bureau and Agriculture support, appreciate your support from the County Council.
Okay.
So I'll take that message to Dover. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks
job.
For coming down.
Time is good. You may just bring it up either way back. And then if you want to see any of the farm department, just go.
Okay. Anything else, Dave?
Mr. Baker.
Yes.
I see that the DLDOT's holding a public hearing on transportation statewide. It's become an issue lately. I've been following it a little bit. Is it possible to get, I know that you got your hands full right now with everything going on, get Mr. Godwin or Chip to find out from the secretary what it costs each time a rider gets on the bus compared to what it costs the rider to ride that bus? I'm hearing that it's astronomical. The state is losing money on that program. And I think it'd be good if people knew how much money the state was losing on the program, if it's true what I've been hearing. It was a big discussion this morning on the radio, and the consensus was there's not enough people downstate for a public transportation system. If we could find out, if Hal or Chip could find out
sure.
what that is compared to the $2 it costs them to ride.
Yeah, we'll be glad to check that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else from Mr. Baker? Al? Good morning, Al.
Good morning. Mr. President, members of council, we have one request this morning for disbursement from your annual Municipal Police Assistance Fund. The town of Blades is asking for their full disbursement of $25,000 for the purchase of a new police car. So the motion would be it moved. That Sussex County Council approve a disbursement of $25,000 from the annual Municipal Police Fund grant to the town of Blades for the purchase of a new police vehicle.
Motion, gentlemen.
I'll make that motion. Second.
The move and second that we approve the grant as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Thanks,
Thank you, gentlemen.
Good luck in Dover if you're going to this avenue. Public hearing. Dave and Jim, I guess you